Episode 1758, Where Are You, God?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and it's Sunday. Guess what that means? It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection, a time just to sit back for a moment, even if just for 2 or 3 minutes, and really reflect on where you are with your relationship with God. We are so crazy busy. It's time to pull back the curtains and ask the question, where are you, God? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we've got to be very honest with ourselves. There are good moments in life. There are bad moments in life. Yet you question, where are you, God? Where are you when I expect you to be there? Do you hear my prayers? Are you listening? Have you cried that out recently? Maybe you've even sat with a friend who's going through something. And it's this big question, this big questionable cloud that hangs over us. And we ask, where are you, God? Our expectations for God limits what we see with our own eyes. We're looking for him in all the wrong places. Why? Because if you're looking only for what you want, you won't find what you can't see. And if you are only looking for what you want, you won't find what you need. You can get lost in your own wilderness. You know, that mess that consumes your every thought. It consumes all your strength and strategic actions. It's the plan, right? And you're following the plan. If you rely on what you think, you'll miss God. The appearance of God being silence is our cue to pay close attention. God is always working on your behalf. But how many times, and maybe it's how many times a week, do you stand in the shower where nobody's watching? Water is pouring over you so no one can tell you're crying. And you're questioning, where are you, God? Isaiah 41:10 says this, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is there, regardless of whether you see him, feel him, think about him. He is always present in your life. But you still question, where are you, God? I got a question for you today. We asked that of God. I'm going to ask this of you, and understand I've asked this of myself. If you could audibly hear God speak, what would you want him to say? Now, that's not something that you can quickly answer. Now, yes, you may have that kids list, that Santa list, right? Where you're like, okay, if I could win the Powerball, if I could have the job that I've been wanting for the last 10 years, if I could have that perfect spouse, if I could have children that would just do what I asked them to do, if I could have all my bills melt away, then I wouldn't have to have God say anything. What's your God list for God? If you could audibly hear him, what would you want him to say? But be cautious in putting words into God's mouth. Instead of focusing on what you would want to hear him say, ask God, what are you telling me? What are you telling me, God? Don't let fear overcome God's promises to you. It's easy to do. You might be in a situation where you feel like God has abandoned you or left you to hang out with the wolves. pretty lonely. This feeling is real. I'm not denying that at all, and neither should you. It's okay to question, but you've got to come back around. See, if you stay in that question mark too long, where does that lead you? Astray. So acknowledge your feeling. Yes, it's real, but it must not consume your perspectives of God. Expect the unexpected. When you put boundaries on God, you are limiting the blessings you see from Him because you're only looking for what you want to see. When you put boundaries on God, you limit Him. Don't limit Him. The wilderness can be lonely and scary, a never-ending journey with no resolve. Be strong and courageous. God never leaves you nor forsakes you. He is always with you, always. But it comes back to, you got to be real and honest with yourself. You must be. Are you debating today whether God is with you? Only you can answer that. God already knows, but to you, does your heart have a big question mark regarding where is God? I already asked you a question in regards to focusing not on what you want to hear, but asking God, what are you telling me? What are you telling me, God? And so my challenge for you today, this week, is to be watchful. Look for God, not just where you want to see Him, but where He is moving on your behalf. It's not just where the light is. It may be in the dark. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.